One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm the only person in the world that I can only understand the duality of being such a huge Harry Potter fan. God. No trans woman has ever liked Harry Potter before.
Never. It's not obvious that J.K. Rowling has problematic views.
Some of the names might as well have been Watermelon Chicken.
Manda.
The equivalent.
She has such an audacity.
No, she really does.
Like they do a whole lesson and then just circles back around to the beginning.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling learned nothing from writing all of Harry Potter. Harry Potter made me trans.
Let's introduce
our guest.
Okay. Today on our podcast, we have the lovely, the incredible comedian.
Yeah, you've probably seen her on your reels.
She's hilarious. I see her sets, her reels, I laugh out loud. Like out loud.
And that's literally the goal.
Loudly too.
That's all I want to do in life.
Yeah.
She's an amazing comedian and a wonderful fangirl. Give it up for Hayden Johnson.
Hayden's
hello,
here.
Hello.
It's you.
It's me.
It's she.
I'm the girl on the problem. I've never done that before. I'm the problem. It's me. I've never quoted Taylor Swift in my life.
It's weird when it comes out.
That's what I was about to say. It's like, sometimes it's just a Taylor Swift lyric that you have to say.
Yeah.
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 It's really bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not, are you a Taylor Swift fan?
I'm not. My little sister is insane. Like, so upset. Has a whole, like, kind of like her whole aesthetic is based off of her. And she, like, talks about her all the time on TikTok. Like, she's
a
TikTok Swiftie.
Taylor Swift is like, if you aren't one, you know one.
Yeah.
If you aren't a fan, you know what.
Are either of you?
No.
Good. Well, then this is going to go well.
Yeah, respectfully, no.
Respectfully, we grew up around a lot of them because we're from
Tennessee,
which famously Taylor Swift is not from.
She's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always introduce her. Like, I saw a headline that was like, Taylor Swift returns to her hometown of Nashville. And I was like, she's not from Nashville. I saw somebody going to her show in Pennsylvania like last night and they were like, hometown show. And I'm like, tell her that.
Yeah.
Go off. Go off.
Oh my God.
This is problematic. You will be making people
this
upset.
This is your biggest problem with Taylor Swift. You're like,
you are
she
not
lies
from
about her hometown.
From there. I'm not going to spew Taylor Swift hate on this podcast.
No.
We have a audience of fangirls, mm-hmm. and you famously can fangirl over anything you want. And I'm saying famously as a nervous tick because anytime we talk about Taylor Swift, it makes me nervous.
I want to say about Taylor Swift, just before we move on from her forever from this podcast, I mean, episode.
Because this is the end. It's with me and then never and with then, anyone.
Yeah, we're never I do find her Eras Tour videos to be endearing and cute. Everybody's having such a great time. They're like literally crying and they're like, even if you weren't a Taylor fan, she was everywhere. And so you've seen the eras that they're talking about. And I'm like, oh, I get the reference.
I agree.
And it's cute.
I agree because if an artist that I love did that, I would be like, this is exactly what I want to see.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to see you sing songs from your literal worst album and wear what you were wearing in 2012.
And you know who's going to do that? The Jonas Brothers.
True.
Were you a Jonas Brothers fan?
I wasn't a big one. I think I missed them by just a little bit.
Mm.
But the year 3000, that's them, right?
Yeah.
Is such a good song.
It is.
I would go to the a concert ad-libs. Purely to see that song.
It's so hype.
It's the ad-libs are so good at the end, and it just builds. It builds.
So hype. So what were you a fangirl?
Yes, let's get into the fangirls.
So what am I a fangirl of generally?
Yeah, what am you?
Okay.
What am you?
I think I was the biggest fangirl of Harry Potter.
Speak on it.
Obsessed with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I went as Harry maybe 3 Halloweens in a row.
Wow. In a row.
I dressed up. I cosplayed for the premieres.
What was the age for these Halloweens?
Probably, I think like 10 to 13.
Okay. Wow, those are good years to be Harry.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
The first years, second year and third year. Wait, yeah. How do you say that? First through third years.
Yeah, I guess.
Of your teens. That. I think beginning of your teens when it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was so obsessed with Harry Potter. My dad tried to build me like a Harry Potter themed room.
Oh.
Did this multiple times.
Tried?
Yeah, why try? Okay.
So my parents got divorced, right?
Okay.
And when we were living at our first house with all my parents together, mm-hmm. all of them. I did have a Harry Potter room. It was gorgeous. I had this loft. It was like a castle. Like,
oh wow.
It was like
a common room.
And let me just say, I'm not like, I wasn't rich. Like, it's not like, right. It didn't look like amazing, but yeah. Like it was
good for the kid, for the child.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then as soon as he got another house, he like kept being like, I'm going to build it. Like, I'm going to build you Diagon Alley and like all these different things from the show inside my room. And it was really ambitious and it was sweet.
Yeah.
But it never got done. Mm-hmm. And so in the house that I lived with him until I was like 18, there was like always a Harry Potter like theme. So I just simply could not have anyone over to that house ever.
Like, no, you can't see.
I was like,
was it a family thing? Did the whole family like Harry Potter, or was it just your thing?
I think it was really my thing. Uh-huh. My little sister likes it, my middle sister. And I think my parents like it too, but my dad does have on his Facebook like a banner of Harry Potter.
Oh,
and it's just like all the Harry Potter characters together and they're saying now more than ever.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is so funny to have in the year 2023.
Truly.
Right now?
I think he's had that since like 2008. Yeah. And it's just like, this is still
now
applicable.
More than ever.
Oh
my God. Our mom used to have parents like professor at Hogwarts School of Witch and Wizardry in her Facebook
as her
profile,
career.
Like as her career.
See,
she's a teacher.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's cute.
That's still in like people's like dating profiles and
yes.
stuff.
Oh my God.
Like,
yes.
Harry Potter, magic girl.
What is your opinion? Okay. So, I mean, we all know that now J.K. Rowling is a TERF. Like I would say the supreme TERF of the world.
She's really, really loud and active
and
about
really,
it.
And really, really loud about it. What's your opinion on not that,
so,
like in general? But
no,
like,
no. This is the most important interview question I can be asked right now, actually. Yeah. I'm the only person in the world that can speak to this.
You are the only girl in the world that could ever say anything on this matter.
That's right.
That can only understand the duality of being such a huge Harry Potter fan.
Oh my
fan.
God, please speak. I am so intrigued.
No trans woman has ever liked Harry Potter before.
Never.
It's
groundbreaking.
She is just, when I look back, I think since she's come out as a TERF, when I look back at Harry
mm-hmm.
Potter,
mm-hmm.
it is not as great mm-hmm. as I had made it up to be in my childhood.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that too.
But I also think that we can still appreciate it for what it gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I was gayer because of Harry Potter.
Mm,
I felt freer to express myself because I saw that kid. I saw that wizard. And I was like, I'm magic too.
Because fandom is so gay.
It is.
It's
everyone
so
who's
gay.
Ever liked Harry Potter is gay. And even if you're not gay, you're like...
And I mean...
You're like a really... If you love Harry Potter, you're either gay or like you're a very loud ally.
It's true.
Yeah. Like, no, honestly, yeah. Like those premieres were filled with like the like most outcasted children
The first people to buy their... To the first people to dye their hair... mm-hmm. were Harry Potter fans.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. In history.
Yeah.
Truly.
Oh.
You can take that to the bank.
Tonks.
Yeah. Tonks changed her hair all the time.
Wow. No, yeah, but going back to see the Harry Potter thing, it's not obvious that J.K. Rowling has problematic views.
She does, and the show just, it doesn't hold up as well when you go back and watch it. I mean, and some of the stuff with women, too, is very weird.
With every single group.
They named the black, I did not even think about this until the other day.
Yeah,
they named the only black character Kingsley Shacklebolt. Why you put Shackle in the... Why you do that?
Shacklebolt?
What's wrong with you?
Girl, huh?
Yeah, they named the only Asian character Cho Chang.
What is the matter?
Two last names from two different cultures.
What is the matter?
What is the... And then
Gringotts bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, the goblins are like anti-Semitic stereotypes.
What's wrong with you? I say again.
Even past all that, what about the house elves that love being slaves?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, that wasn't even what I was going to say, if you can believe it. Before her turf essay and like all her turf stuff, like, because mm-hmm. it was like sprinklings of it on Twitter at first, and then she wrote that essay. Mm-hmm. But before that, remember when Pottermore came out and she was like, you know, the jokes before she was a TERF were like, oh, like she's making up shit every single day now.
Yeah, I remember. Like on Twitter.
Like Hagrid had a secret half-sister who was a frog.
Yeah.
She was just on Twitter.
Just saying
that
things.
Power to just make something reality in the biggest.
She did say, she was like, Dumbledore was gay. That was the first big one.
Yeah.
But I keep getting off track.
Oh my God.
Between that, after Pottermore came out, and she put out new stories on Pottermore.
Oh, right.
She talked about the American witches and wizards, mm-hmm. and they were all like just different, a hodgepodge of different Native American tribes. And like she would take a mythology from this story, I'd take mythology from this story, and then name them like very offensive.
Oh no.
Like just like literally like the equivalent of Kingsley Shacklebolt for a black man.
Please.
Like you might, like it might woman? As well have been, some of the names might as well have been Watermelon Chicken.
Manda.
The equivalent.
She has such an audacity.
No, she really does.
And she always has. And when you're a kid, you're just like, well, if you wrote a book, surely you know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
And she was so big on the fact that this was progressive. And
right,
like,
yes. It's also problematic because she made Harry's like big job, like his big aspirational job in the end is basically just to be a cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's
Harry
a sign.
Loves being a cop.
I didn't like that when I was a kid, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was
that
boring.
Detail, I was like,
why won't you? Why did
he's
go,
always
go be
sneaking
a,
around behind the rules? Like Harry would not be a cop.
I feel like at least if he's going to be something in some type of authority, he would be a teacher.
Literally.
Yes, for the kids.
You'd think that he would be Dumbledore. He'd be Dumbledore too.
He would be a teacher or principal. Right. Yes, that's absolutely what he would be because he was for the kids.
Because
he had a complicated childhood.
Yeah, and in Harry Potter, the cops, that team, they fuck up like all the time.
They hated him.
The Aurors.
Yeah.
Because they work for the ministry. And what is the ministry? Corrupt.
Exactly.
Corrupt. Oh my God.
And it's like they do a whole lesson and then just circles back around to the beginning.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling learned nothing from writing all of Harry Potter.
Oh my God, that's right. She's like, but then they'll make it better for the next generation, but they don't.
I mean, she,
because the cursed child comes out, right?
She clearly didn't do any research. Yeah,
I thought it was just a musical.
It's a play.
Yeah,
is it a musical?
No, it's definitely a play.
Oh my God! Wait, I was like, sing a song.
God, and I would sing it right now.
I would love it if it was a musical because I was also a huge fan of a Harry Potter musical.
I think it's time
I should watch.
Yeah, we did.
Have you seen that?
I've not seen.
We should do a screening. I think I'm going to do screening for my friends because I've talked to a lot of people who. I'm like, you know, it's like, oh, did you like Harry Potter? And everyone's like, yeah, nowadays. And then I'm like, what about a Harry Potter musical? We can still like love that. And they're like, I didn't actually get around to that.
Yeah, you should do a screening.
I'm going to do a screening.
Because that's true. Everybody is like, mm-hmm. It's just disappointing. It's disappointing, but then you have other cast members who
I still
are,
love
like,
the movies. And I still love Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was about to say, you have other cast members who speak like the opposite way. About everything.
And I, you know, I love Daniel Radcliffe. I think
he's so precious.
He's good.
He's so amazing. Precious.
He's who was your favorite character?
In this series? That's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, I always found myself very attracted to the Weasley brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were so hot.
I said all of them.
No, sorry. Sorry. Well, the twins? No, just the twins.
The twins. Okay.
Yeah, they were hot.
They were hot.
They were the shenanigans.
The oldest one?
Percy?
He was kind of hot too, right?
Percy annoyed the shit out of me.
He was just little, like, he was like, whiny and
he was annoying.
I know he was whiny, but there was something about his uptightness that I feel like I could change.
Okay, wow.
Bill was kind of handsome.
Oh, they didn't like, wait, Bill.
They left one out.
They did leave one out.
Who did they leave out from the
Charlie?
Books?
No. Charlie. It was Charlie, the dragon guy. But he still writes the note to Ron in the dragon.
Imagine just not casting. Like there's just some ginger out there.
Yeah.
Bill,
I could have been him. Yeah.
Bill was hot because he's, what's his name's son? Mad Eye Moody in real life.
Yeah.
Mad Eye's dead.
Mad Eye Moody, kind of hot too.
You know what?
He was powerful.
Honestly.
I'm attracted to his like self-assuredness.
He was very huffy and like no shenanigans, get shit done.
Yeah. I liked Luna Lovegood too. I think her, I know she was annoying in the movies, but when I read the book and she was just like strange and spectacled, I don't know. That was
cool.
It's cool. Like all the weirdos are like,
yeah.
I mean, she was good at the thing that the books did well, I think, is like talking about being an outcast and like feeling weird and then making us empathize with the weird characters.
Exactly.
I feel like I didn't have a favorite character. I can't think of one off. Like I can't. Think of one. I think I just liked the ensemble.
Harry
was my favorite.
Yeah, because he was just the one that she gave the most like insight to.
But like I remember in my friend group we all had our favorite characters and there was somebody whose favorite was Hermione and there was someone whose favorite was Ron and mine was Harry's. Like and people were like that's such a boring answer and I'm like but he's genuinely my favorite character.
He's funny. He is funny. He's like a stupid boy.
He is and he's I mean, he grows, he develops, he's nice, he's always kind.
He's always confused.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He's literally, she describes him as hot in the books in not so many words.
Really?
Like he's always,
his messy
like,
hair.
She'll like say that he like look, you know, like he'll look in the mirror and he's like, he's noticed that his hair is starting to look blah, blah, blah. Or like the girls are can't get enough of him.
Oh,
like
he's getting stares. Yeah. I think, wait, which one do you guys think, Daniel Radcliffe, which movie do you think he looks the best in? Because I joined the fandom late. So when I saw it when I was in eighth grade, I thought he was the hottest in the fifth one and the third.
I honestly thought he was the hottest in Goblet of Fire.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also thought, I watched it when I was 14 and I thought he was the hottest in the third.
Mm-hmm. Is that order?
Actually, that one's Prisoner of Azkaban. But I also think he's hot in the last one. The final movie.
He's hot in the last one for sure.
I think I thought he was hot in the third because I just really like that movie. Plot.
I also think that Daniel Radcliffe is hotter than the character Harry Potter. Because like movie Harry annoys me a little.
Mm-hmm.
He annoys me just a slight tad.
Yeah, he kind of becomes a little preppy.
Yeah, especially in Half-Blood Prince.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. He just becomes whiny.
He's a prep and Draco's like a goth.
Yeah.
Draco. Oh, God.
What are your feelings about Draco?
He is troubled.
I think he's really hot in the sixth movie.
I think he could use some guidance.
Yeah.
I think he could use some. I wish he kind of had did you watch Avatar The Last Airbender?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know Zuko?
Yes.
So Zuko's my favorite in that and I think he's also hot.
Zuko's very hot.
That's right.
And I wish that Draco had a redemption arc, at least if not the exact same as Zuko, at least similar.
I agree.
Because he didn't have a
redemption arc. Walked down that bridge away. Right?
He just left with his mom.
Did he?
Remember, he tried to kill Harry literally up until the last.
Jesus.
In the Room of Requirement, he literally tried to murder Harry.
Yeah.
With Crabbe and Goyle.
Yeah.
And then,
oh my God. And one of them had been replaced.
Right.
Right? Wasn't Crabbe or Goyle like, it was just a fully different person.
Why did they do that for the last movie?
I think because the original.
I think he got like a DUI or something.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
And then they were like,
no.
Can't be in Harry Potter.
As if we would know.
Yeah.
We were kids.
Surely.
Probably the English were but like, yet, can't have him.
Yeah, probably the Crown was like, we actually have to get him offset.
No, no, he can't be representing us. Yeah, the Drake, Crown sounds like
they're going to see this across the pond and they're going to think we're
they're going to think we can know this.
They're going to think we're so crass.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Sorry, British fans. British is, listeners.
Yeah, they're all 30 of them.
Yeah, I don't know how many, what the percentage is there.
I love you all.
We love you.
We love Love Island.
We love Love Island.
I love the coronation.
Oh, good Lord.
What were we talking about?
Draco.
What do you think about Draco?
Yeah.
I thought I hated him so much. And then
oh God.
By the end, I felt like JK maybe gave Draco a little bit of character development. Like, I don't know. I feel like he kind of like grew and not in a good way, but his character like changed a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, like he did change. He did change more than Harry does.
Yeah.
I feel like the end. I feel like he just got quieter with his bullying. Like he wasn't as like he was still really mean and like stank, but like he wasn't loud and cocky in the last movies as much as he was when he was younger, I feel like.
Because his spirit was being broken.
Yeah. And that was kind of interesting to me.
Yeah.
It was. And I thought that his choice of suits in Half-Blood Prince was cool.
I did like that.
Oh my God, Lucius was hot.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Jason Isaacs.
Jason Isaacs. General Zhao.
He's General Zhao in Avatar. The Last Airbender in season one.
A lot of ties there.
Yeah.
He's also Captain Hook. I thought he was hot as Captain Hook in that movie, in Peter Pan, too.
I really can't remember his performance.
I need to stop talking about how hot everyone is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
This is what I brought to the podcast. I'm just making you talk about who you think is hot.
What were your other fandoms?
Yeah.
Okay. So my other fandoms, musical theater was huge for me.
Did you do musical theater?
I did a ton of musical theater. I did so many musicals. Nice. I was, up on the latest ones. I was learning all the lyrics.
What's your favorite one?
I think, honestly, I'm trying to, because it's changed, obviously, since I was a child, I think. Mm-hmm. I still really like In the Heights. I think In the Heights is so good.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just said that.
In the Heights is really good.
I was about to ask. I was like, you kept up on all the latest. Do you like In the Heights? It's my favorite musical, too.
It's really good.
It's really good. It's got great music. Yeah. What did you think of the movie?
I thought that the movie was good. I enjoyed it. I thought they cut something that I was really upset about.
They
like
moved
a song.
Some shit around.
Yeah. And then also, when Lin-Manuel Miranda came out, I was a little bit like, okay, we could have gotten maybe like the, I know, I don't, I just, okay. I'm going to get
speak.
In trouble.
No, speak. Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, okay. So the part that Lin played in the movie.
Yeah. The Piragua guy.
Yes. In the original show is like a very powerful singer. And I love what Lin has done for creating that musical.
Yeah.
Yep.
But maybe he wasn't the choice for that character.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Because that man, like, I do love the Piragua songs.
Yeah. Piragua, Piragua.
And I was almost like, switch, like, Christopher Jackson is also, like, right there, right?
That's a good idea.
I was like, we could probably just switch.
Yeah, play the guy in the other track.
I get that Lin made it, but
I know.
It just needed to be a cameo.
And yeah, and Chris's voice is so smooth.
It is so beautiful.
It does sound more like the Piragua guy.
Yeah. One Last Time was stuck in my head earlier today from Hamilton.
One Last Time is a really good song.
I love that one.
I was so obsessed with Hamilton, like way too much. Like,
yeah, same.
When I moved into my freshman year college dorm, I had pillows that were like knitted with like the Hamilton like characters' names,
and
I had like a poster up in my college door, and my frat bro like roommate was not.
Yep. He was like, I don't want to watch this.
He's like, I don't know what this is.
Oh my God, that was me. Freshman year, I was blasting the Hamilton soundtrack every single day in my room.
Yeah, that was me junior year because I'm a couple years older than you guys. So,
when did you graduate high school?
2018.
What?
I'm confused.
That's when I graduated college.
Interesting.
Wow. Exactly 4 years.
Am I the youngest person that's ever been on this
podcast? I think so. Hayden, I don't think I knew you were 2 years younger than me. I thought you can dance.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you were Amanda's age out of the only
17. I was trying to like make a joke about how she's only 17, but she's not. What is this?
I was about to start.
Wait. Well, dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
But she said 2018. She didn't even say 17.
I know, but I was just like, oh, haha, like, I was going to sing a song that's like, oh, she's so young.
I was 17 when you were 21.
Yeah.
I have loved you since you were 8. Did you like One Direction?
I didn't really. My parents didn't like music. So
at
I didn't
that's
like,
interesting.
And then I went to a private like Catholic school for a lot of like my childhood.
Jesus.
And I transferred to a public school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't learn a lot about music or pop culture until really late.
So when did you start doing musical theater?
Musical theater I started doing in like 2011.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
when was One
you?
Direction peaking?
2012, 13.
Okay. 13. Maybe I was just too fresh.
I mean, you don't have to. We can't. No. We just can't go an episode
without
mentioning.
I was
well,
genuinely
they're just right
just
behind
curious.
Me, yeah. So I guess I'm like scared.
Do you
to
like
say.
This? Is all like,
I didn't know.
No. I just genuinely was
because
curious.
We really do not need to talk about them anymore.
No, we've covered it. Everybody knows that we like it.
That we should do like a separate episode for that.
I
like,
have a question that I was going to ask about musical theater and music. Okay, so musical theater in 2011. That was like. You were in fifth grade?
Something like that, yes.
When were you? When, how,
that's so small. But also, so.
Oh, yeah, I was a. Well, I was.
Whatever year it is, that's how old I am.
Sophomore. Whatever year it was, that's how old you
Whatever year it is, that's how old I am.
So you were in 2000? 2000?
Yes.
That is so
At
blessing.
The very beginning of 2000.
That's
so.
Really easy on everyone.
When you were 11?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
such,
cute.
That's the age.
So you started musical theater and what possessed you to do it? And do you think that like led you to then like music in general or did
yes.
it take you a few years?
I think it took me a few years, but I think the type of music that is musicals was my first time mm-hmm. I was into music.
Yeah.
Got which you. Is a horrible introduction into what music
that's
is.
It's just going to shape
it's
you.
It's just a little, yeah.
It's just going to shape, shape you.
Yeah. And it did. And it really did.
And that's beautiful.
So I knew all these musical theater songs and I was like, I remember literally when I was playing high school football, embarrassing.
Oh my God.
I was... listening to musical theater hype songs to like work out.
That's fantastic.
Which
ones?
Excuse me.
What are the hype songs? What are the musical? What are the hype songs?
It's like 26,000 was one of them, right?
Wait, 96,000.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That song is
that
so
is hype.
Fucking hype.
That right? is really. Hype.
I loved that scene in the movie too. I loved that.
The water,
like the visuals, the water and stuff.
Yeah,
that was the first song I heard from In the Heights.
I think it was the one that they did on like Good Morning America.
Yeah, yeah, they did on like the Tonys. Like they would do like a little bit of In the Heights, and then they would go into 96,000. And I was like, yeah. What is this? Mm-hmm. How can I get more of this?
Yes,
yeah, that's catchy.
Mm. What are some other hype songs?
I think from Chicago. Bring It On. Yeah.
Oh, Lynn did
bring
that
it on.
One too, didn't he?
Lynn did that one too.
I haven't heard it.
How does Bring It On go?
Bring It
On. It's for the Bring It On the musical.
Bring It On the musical.
Oh, it's like the opening song?
Did you mean
well, okay,
a
so
song called Bring It On or just the musical?
There
general?
Just were songs in Bring It On. Oh. I'm so scared to try to name a musical theater song after saying 26,000. But... I'm like the ones that are fast. Amanda and Amber, the ones that are hype up songs.
God.
I immediately regret saying anything.
Stop.
No, Defying Gravity was
okay.
on
oh,
there.
Oh, that's good. That's okay.
That is confidence. Were you ever like? Did you ever like Legally Blonde the musical?
Legally Blonde. Like I was in Legally Blonde the
so
musical.
Was I.
Amber.
Really?
I was Pilar, obviously, the only black character.
Yes.
Who were you?
I was Professor Callahan.
Oh my god.
Which is
you have a song.
Yes,
Blood
I do.
And Water?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh yeah.
Wow. I killed that.
What year was that? Was that high school?
That was high school, yeah. Okay. I used to go to the there's an all-girls Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
and I would go to that school to do musical theater, do the boy parts.
Yeah.
And
same with us. We went to an all-girls school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have boys
we
come
did,
over to
we
do?
We had boys come over.
Mm-hmm.
And you were so popular immediately.
Yeah.
The girls were like, what?
They all have crushes on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course.
I was out as gay, but it took me a second to like tell them all that I was gay because I was scared because it was Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were all also gay.
That's great.
It's like also that Love musical theater program was so bad because they didn't cut anyone.
Oh dear.
So they just had like, there would be these numbers where there was like 50 kids on stage at one time. And it was a small stage.
Oh, no.
It was a really small school. And it was kind of like chaotic.
Oh,
and
oh
ultimately
my.
I got better roles than I probably should have gotten because I couldn't really sing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So doing Professor Callahan was the honor, the role of a lifetime.
Oh my God. Wow. He's got a big role in that.
I'm a creep. I played a creep.
Oh shit. I need to see this play again because.
Me too. It's like fuzzy to me.
I've only seen it the one time I saw it when it like was touring in Memphis. And then when Amber was in it, I came back home to surprise her because I was in college. And so my mom pulled me home and I was like, I got to see Amber in her senior year play.
Amanda's senior year play was Seussical the Musical.
Oh, Seussical is great. Did you not like it?
I mean, it's insane. I didn't dislike it. It was just like when I was a junior, their senior musical was Into the Woods.
Okay. Yeah. I would really be upset.
Had a really good theater department. Like people would transfer into our school for how good the theater department was.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you are still thinking. People would transfer.
They would legitimately.
Now, I want to say that I was never a main character. I was always in the chorus.
No, I was just there for a good time
and the
ensemble
and the singing and dancing.
Yes.
But I had such a good time in Into the Woods that I was like, oh, we're gonna get like a really like cool like huge dance numbers and like a musical that I really respect and love.
Yeah.
And then it was Seussical. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to have a silly, goofy time.
I had never heard of Seussical the Musical until they were like, this is the school play.
It's a very goofy musical.
It's crazy. It is so insane.
But a good Horton is a great musical.
They had a suggestion to do Hairspray at our school, but they did not have enough black people. And so they had to, going to source out black folk from Hattie Lou, which was the black theater downtown.
And those are all adults. Like, we can't have
random adults up in the school.
Especially random adults that want to do a musical for high schoolers.
Right.
And Hairspray for racist high schoolers.
Yeah, they didn't end up doing it.
No, they didn't. But I would have loved to do that as my senior, you know, because it's like your senior year.
You
but instead, I was a bird girl.
Yeah, bird girl. That's Seussical is such an iconic musical, partially because I feel like everyone has the story of like, and I did not get the part that I wanted in Seussical. I feel like everyone I've ever met that has done musical theater was like, and when I auditioned for Seussical, it obviously did not go well.
I was a Wickersham brother.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And at our school, they didn't dress us like animals. They dressed us like 70s icons.
Like different singers. I was the Jackson 5. The Wickersham Brothers were the Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5.
Talk about tone motherfucking death.
There needs to be like a council together to like review high school theater directors and check in on them because they do some truly
crazy,
wild
things.
All for the vision.
I do love the fact, like, I feel like we need more of this type of culture. Like the fact that High School Musical is like theater kid culture, like the theater teachers and directors run it like their own Broadway theater, their whole production. And I do love it because the ones that are passionate, they really give it to the kids, but they can get carried away because nobody's monitoring them.
Yeah.
They do whatever they want. It's a school.
It's really funny.
I heard this story about my high school theater teacher after I left, where she just came in one day. I think this was because of COVID or something. And she was so mad that she started throwing chairs across the stage.
Oh my God.
Like, no.
I know. Doesn't it sound scary? not like at kids. I don't think.
But she's having a meltdown.
Like, but she was. She was literally so crazy, and she was very problematic as well. Like, made some very questionable decisions. Comments.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my god.
I did love our theater heads.
Me too.
Like, I did,
but they were very they are very eclectic, and that's just like comes with the.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like
comes with the territory of being a theater teacher.
To me, I was like very grateful to have adults in my life that were eclectic mm-hmm. and like eccentric mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and like just a little bit weird to show me what I was like. Now
they're doing
something
fine.
Different about them than like the other my other teachers.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have weird teachers sometimes because those are the ones you can actually talk to about your. You know, I don't know, your home life or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You can be real with them.
Teachers are people too.
I remember our Latin teacher, one of my favorite teachers, our Latin teacher.
I had a crazy Latin teacher too.
I mean, it's Latin.
It's Latin, yeah.
It is Latin.
It's really niche. They're fangirls of Latin.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
The fangirls of Percy Jackson.
They are.
Our Latin teachers.
And Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My Latin teacher really wanted us to read the Latin version of Harry Potter, but she never ordered it.
Holy shit.
Read the Latin version of Harry Potter.
She wanted us to translate it.
Girl.
Tell us your Latin teacher.
I could
story.
Barely translate Aurelia or.
I love translating Latin, actually. I took it 5 years.
You know, yeah. You know what Piscina means?
Fish. Cool.
Fish pond.
Facts.
Y'all.
Fish the pond. Two of them together.
Fish pool, fish pond.
Piscina.
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 Oh, Wila Rustica.
Piscina is pool in Spanish.
Wila Rustica. Cornelia and Flavia.
Yeah, Cornelia and Flavia.
Octavius.
Espuela.
Est Puello?
Abor?
It's not Puello.
What is it? Puel?
It's
Puella.
Puer.
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 Octavius Est Puer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was good.
That's right.
That was good.
I mean, it's just like, yes.
For the Latin fangirls yes. out there.
Latin. Bring it back. Revive it. Revive the language.
Bring back Latin.
Bring back Latin.
Bring back Latin.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hayden, you love musical theater. You love Harry Potter. How is being a fangirl central to your identity?
I think that, I mean, yeah, who I am wouldn't make any sense without the many different obsessions mm-hmm, I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I got so obsessed with, you know, performing and being an outsider. And I like being so obsessed with these niche things. I think I've always been a fangirl of comedy too. Mm-hmm. I have always loved comedians, watched mm-hmm. things like that. I would listen to the Pandora stand-up radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I would just like play it like all day long. And I would just have all these bits memorized.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. You are a comedian fangirl.
I am. And that's, I know.
Intense.
It is. It was very intense, especially for my family. When I'm like trying to like pull out bits, I'm like trying to like reference bits. Oh. That people are like, they're like, we weren't talking about that. Now you're doing stand up. I'm fully quoting another comedian.
They're like, wait, are you here?
So when did you start like listening to comedy? When did you start like getting into stand up?
Yeah.
I started getting into stand up as soon as I had like a phone.
So like 11?
11. Literally, wow. Like as soon as I could like play stand-up albums on my phone, when I found out what stand-up was, I was like, I want to do this. I'm obsessed with it.
Oh my God, that's adorable because, oh my gosh, 11.
Yeah.
And I started writing. I have this notebook from childhood where I started like writing stand-up.
Oh my God.
No one can know about this, by the way, so don't tell anyone.
You should read some bits on a stage. To,
but they're all like,
from when you're 11.
Like and up punch up.
They're all I also have a filmed my first set where I just talk about being a mask gay man like the whole time where I'm just like, I'm so masked, no one would ever know that I'm gay. And it's so mortifying.
Oh my God.
Wait, this is filmed?
It's filmed. I have it on my phone.
Oh no.
And my voice is like so different.
How old were you?
Year of college.
Wow.
I've never been masked. Not been the person that I was trying to say that I was.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It really just, you open your eyes. College is really a time for expansion.
Where'd you go? You're from Ohio.
Ohio University.
So you always knew you wanted to be a stand-up comedian. That's the type of performer you knew you wanted to be.
I think maybe, yeah. Okay, I mean, I knew I wanted to do, when I got into musicals, I really wanted to be in musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started playing football, I was like, I'm going to be in the NFL. I was so bad at football.
Did you really like it like that?
I fangirled about football.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I would dress up. I was a fan of the Broncos and I would dress up like a horse. I would paint my face.
I would dress up like a horse.
No, literally
like a horse.
I had like a horse head and like I would paint my face. I was like, I had all these decorations. It was like very obsessive the way that I loved this football team.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay.
And I think I was really going through some things at the time.
Makes sense that you would want to be in the NFL if you were that obsessed with it.
Yes. And
skill
then,
or no skill.
I think as soon as I got to college, I thought I'm not going to be an actor.
You never. Acting is the worst profession on
the planet. Acting is done.
It's done. Oh my God. I thought that too when I went to college. I was like, who's an actor?
Yeah.
Who's trying to be an actor?
Literally.
I thought it was just something fake to say.
I was like, I didn't make it on Disney Channel. That time has passed.
Yeah.
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 I thought it would have happened for me by now.
Exactly.
You know?
I really thought I was like, there's no chance to set foot on stage for the rest of my life. And we're done with that.
I think the biggest problem with people that are still doing musical theater is that they've never faced the rejection that musical theater is supposed to give you to like build you into a better person.
Mm-hmm.
So like everyone that succeeds in musical theater is just never rejected from the thing that they want to do with their life.
Mm.
I mean, people that are like on Broadway.
Oh yeah. You like, mean like successful like musical theater people.
You know, when they interview people who do musicals like for a living.
Yeah.
And they're just like, that person is crazy.
Like Lea Michele.
Yeah, exactly. Lea Michele has never had to experience what it's like to not get the role you want in Seussical.
No, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the Seussical meter. It's a meter of like.
Were you in Seussical?
I auditioned for it.
And what did you get and what did
like,
you want?
Such a bad role.
What role was
I
it?
I don't remember what I got. I might have gotten one of the Wickersham brothers. Like, whatever I got, I was too old for. And I was like all the other ones were like little baby kids.
I bet it was Who.
It was probably a Who because that happened how it was to our friend. Our school. Like, all the middle schoolers were Who's and then one of our senior. Friends.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing this.
No.
I'm taking my power back.
That's right.
My mom said, you cannot go to acting school. One, we're not paying for you to go to school for that. Like, we're not helping with that. Two, You're not very good, Hayden.
Oh my God. Wait, like, what?
You're just simply not good enough to go to school for
my, it sucks that acting and like creative and school and stuff is so expensive.
And intense.
I feel like it's not that you were untalented. It's that like, maybe like you weren't being fostered in high school enough to get good at it. And maybe if you go to school for it, you can like learn.
Mm-hmm.
But
like by the time you're in college, the way that it's structured, it's like everybody who's going to college for acting school is so intense about it that you kind of like, feel really behind and you're like, but I just want to learn the craft. I don't know it really yet.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, that's what my partner did. And I'm very glad that I did not do that. Really? I mean, like, love it for her or whatever, but I don't think it would have been the best place for me and my personality to develop.
I had the same like,
it is a personality. I think it is like a, people learn in different environments. Like people are like, people thrive in different types of environments. Were you ever into Glee?
I missed Glee also, but my stepmom was really into Glee and I did watch some. And now I've gone back with friends and seen
it's
clips
crazy.
From Glee.
It's an unhinged ride.
It is so unhinged.
It's truly the J.K. Rowling of, wait, what is his name? Ryan Murphy?
Yeah.
Is the J.K. Rowling of TV.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan Murphy.
I would say so.
He's all over the damn place.
Did either of you watch Pose?
Yeah.
Amber did.
The last season, at the beginning, it's like, fine. By the end, I swear to God, they are doing like a musical. And I'm like, literally, we were watching
Ryan.
Like, this is not what this show, is like fully about like trans women in ballroom in New York in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it takes like a complete like
I have to watch
180 at the end.
Becoming Glee?
Why? They start singing for real?
I was like, did Ryan Murphy like get to write this on his own or something? Season just seemed so out of like character. And I loved the show. I loved the show all the way through.
I love the girls trip episode.
Yes.
It's like, have you seen that one?
No.
Okay. Even if you don't know what's going on, we have Amanda loves girls trip episodes of things.
And there's such a great scene in there with Dominique Jackson.
When
she goes off on that woman, and then the love interest for MJ. I love that show.
Yeah.
But Ryan Murphy did not need to make all of them start singing suddenly.
I feel like,
and they were great singers.
I feel like for some reason, season three people just go off the damn deep end in the writer's room.
What if we fan cast our version of Harry Potter with
gays
only?
Oh my God.
I need him to be in this movie. I'm trying to cast him correctly.
Who?
Lil Nas.
Oh. Who would Lil Nas be?
I mean, Lil Nas.
Dean? No, sorry. That was racist.
Lil Nas would be a good, like, would he be a good Ron?
Is that crazy? I was kind of thinking he would be kind of
funny.
Yeah,
he is really funny.
He would be able to hit those one-liners.
I would almost make him, like one of the Weasley brothers. If I cannot believe I just said I would make Lil Nas X.
Weasley brother. He would tie his hair red.
If he had like an equal partner, I don't know who that would be.
He dressed as Zach and Cody at the same time for Halloween. Yeah. So maybe if there were two
Lil Nas X. Lil Nas is Fred and George.
Like Fred and like Parent Trap.
Okay, so Lil Nas is Fred and George.
Fred and George.
Oh my God.
Lil Nas is Fred and George in our
cast. That's the first people we cast for our cast. So, oh my God.
He could be.
Troye Sivan.
Oh.
Right?
As Draco? Could he do that?
I'm like, would Troye Sivan be a good? I guess he doesn't act.
He would be as Draco. Oh,
does he
started out acting. He's young X-Men. He's a young Wolverine in X-Men.
Yeah, and then he was a YouTuber, and then he was a musician, and now he's an actor again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think he could play Draco because I think he can be a bitch.
He is kind of bitchy.
He can pull it off.
I mean, there needs to be somebody very gay as Draco. That needs to be maybe the gayest person possible, and that is Troy.
Troy is That's pretty gay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is as if they were like, this is like Deathly Hallows, like they're the oldest,
could go back and cast them. They can be at any age.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because we see the potential. We see what they're going to be like in seventh year.
Well, you can reverse age people now. So it's like that Will Smith movie where they made him like
Right.
A kid?
Yes.
Right.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
I've only seen pictures of it, but it looked...
What was it? Yeah, Gemini Man?
Yeah, I think it was Gemini Man.
I think I watched it and I was very like taken aback, but I think I was high.
Oh my God. Yes. What about, okay, so if they can be any age and we can like reverse age them, what about MJ Rodriguez as Hermione?
I would love
I was
that.
Thinking,
that
I was be, trying to figure
that's,
out MJ.
That's, I think that's perfect.
She, yeah, and she would always have something to say.
Yeah, because she's like very like.
She, yeah, she's very no she's like, nonsense.
It's like if Harry did anything, she'd be like.
Yeah.
She'd be like, what's the problem? No. Like, get it together.
And I think that's a great role for her too, because MJ's always playing this. Like, did you see Lou?
Oh yes.
Yeah,
she's
yes.
in Lou, yes, and she yes. plays like somebody who's very much like yes. put together. Mm-hmm. I think she's really good at those roles. I think she'd be great.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And then just to keep it pose, I think that Dominique Jackson could be Professor McGonagall.
Oh my God,
that would be amazing. That would be something that we will never get to. Something that I can guarantee
never
will
happen.
Never happen.
Never happen.
Maybe but we can stage a I reading.
A reading?
Oh my God!
I would love to host that.
A queer Harry Potter reading.
That's my new dream
reading.
Is to host the queer Harry Potter.
That reading. Would be so good.
Yeah,
but she would be so incredible.
Yeah,
she
with yeah. this cast. Oh God, we have to pick like the best scenes for everyone.
I know.
Oh
Can we God. Get like a list of gay celebrities?
I know.
I'm like, there's only like four.
I know. I'm like, who else?
We need to not let people know that we can't name this many.
It's like so right. many people.
We're going to go down this list of gay celebrities and we're going to name
more out stars.
Okay. What? Okay. So I'm just going to name people. Okay. Not in any particular order.
Okay.
JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God. Maybe she's Draco. No.
She looks like him, but I don't JoJo think Siwa, she could be.
There's not
no.
many female characters in here.
She could kind of be like a really strange version
she
of Luna
Lovegood. She could be Seamus.
Or Neville.
I was going to say Neville for some reason,
yeah,
too. Right?
I could see her kind of just being like, I forgot.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
JoJo Siwa is Moaning Myrtle.
Oh, no, yes. No, that's a better one.
Oh,
or Luna. Luna Love.
Or
good.
Luna.
I think JoJo would be a great Luna because yeah. she's like got all the little accessories.
Yeah, she could be like, she could put her own twist on it.
She looks like her, but I would love to see her be her version of annoying with the pigtails as Moaning Myrtle. Like,
yeah,
I feel like she could like just get really camp with it
mm-hmm.
and like make fun of herself.
Who would be yeah. Professor Umbridge?
Professor Umbridge. That's a great question.
Professor Umbridge, Snape. Like,
I'm trying to think of some old gays.
I need like a lesbian that's like.
What about,
I'm thinking about Ellen.
This might be crazy,
she's
but
mean.
What about Wanda Sykes?
Oh, that's it. Wanda
Honestly,
Sykes.
Honestly, I would really like to see Wanda Sykes be McGonagall. I think that would be really good.
Oh, she would be a good, like, with she would do a good type.
I would like Wanda Sykes to be Dumbledore, honestly.
Wanda Sykes casts as every character in Harry Potter.
Yeah, all the adults.
We will be doing
Harry
a reading
Sykes.
Of Harry Potter. Harry Sykes. Harry Sykes.
It's all Wanda Sykes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's good. Margaret Cho.
Okay.
Margaret
Trelawney.
Oh wait, sorry. Not, yeah, Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho is Trelawney.
Yeah, she could be going off.
Yeah.
She's got like her in Fire. I'm thinking about her in Fire Island.
Oh yeah.
I love Fire
And she's
Island.
Like kind of kooky, kind of like eccentric already. Like I feel like that's who she is in real life.
Yeah, I think it would be a good.
Yeah,
I think she would have fun with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah, for sure.
We haven't cast Harry.
I know
no, it's so important.
It really is.
That's the thing is we're scared to.
Yeah, we are.
Like, who could you?
Who screams?
Who has the star power for it?
I'm trying to think of like the most famous like gay actors.
Lil Noah Schnapp. I'm kidding. I don't think he would be
the first
good
person
as Harry
I
Potter.
Always I think of is Elliot Page.
Oh,
Elliot Page.
I thought it like 20 minutes ago. I didn't want to say it, but
Elliot Page is
Elliot
Harry Potter.
Page is Harry Potter.
Too obvious.
Uh huh.
It does seem too well. Are we only saying that because he's a brunette? Like I think we're just like yeah. Like he kind of looks like Harry Potter,
but
and with the square kind of square face.
Yeah. I think he could deliver like, though.
I think he could.
I think he could give the boyish confusion that Harry Potter is always
and
going
the wit.
Through. and the wit.
And the quick wit.
Harry is always so confused.
Elliot Page is Harry Potter.
MJ Rodriguez is Hermione.
Ron
is Lil Nas.
Harry is Elliot Page.
Do they
have chemistry? We'll see.
And Zendaya is Michi.
We did name three people that I think have never even seen each other.
Never met. Oh my God. MJ telling Elliot.
I mean, MJ, we need to get in before curfew. Can we see Lil Nas and MJ kissing? Because that's
yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of a hard question, because even when I was reading Harry Potter, to be honest, I was like, I don't know if I'm like behind the Ron and Hermione thing, but go off.
That's controversial.
I know. Is.
Do they end up together?
They got some kids.
They do. People are gonna be like, "You're such a fake fan of stuff." I'm like not remembering.
It's been a while.
It's been a second.
This is like, what about Kristen Stewart as Ginny?
Okay.
Mm-mm. But I don't know. I want her to be in a role, but I don't know if that's it.
That's not it. I think Kristen Stewart should be Sirius Black.
It's gone.
Kristen Stewart as Sirius Black.
Oh my God.
She would do good. She'd be like,
I would buy so many tickets.
I
would never watch another piece of media.
Me neither. Oh my God. Now I'm thinking about her dress as Sirius Black.
Yeah. And like literally going off at Lupin.
Who's
Lupin?
Lupus.
Guys,
we did talk about Latin earlier.
I think that we have blocked Harry off in our brain a little bit because of everything that's gone on.
Yeah.
I don't remember details.
We don't talk about it often anymore. This podcast, really, because
It's not good. And that's why I'm here.
And that's why she's here.
As a trans woman, to say it's okay to talk about
this
Harry
is
Potter.
A safe space.
It's okay. It's fine. We were there. It happened. Unfortunately, we regret some of the things, maybe. Yeah. There are some pictures out there of me that I'm like, those can't get out. Unless I fight in moments like these.
Unless I fight.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
Hayden.
Okay, so my first girlfriend was on a Harry Potter role-playing website. Mm-hmm. And I really did want to ask you too, if you were ever on a role-play website. You're like, no, that's crazy.
No, only, it's not crazy.
I'm
but
only
I just
thinking
like,
of Club Penguin and Zwinky, but those are just avatar games.
Yes. Yeah. I used to have boyfriends on Club Penguin.
Mm-hmm. And Zwinky.
That was as far as it got. But we did have a guest, Kristen Wallace, who talked about role playing on here.
Yeah.
Like for a lot of her episode and told us a lot of things we did not know.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And that was like my first time, because I was playing a boy wizard, right? Mm-hmm. And then I started dating this girl who I'm guessing was older than me, because she was like, we should go skinny dipping. Like she was role playing skinny dipping together.
Oh my gosh.
And we got all the way up to the pond. And then I got nervous role playing online. I'm typing things out. Oh, and I was like, I actually say that I do not want to go in the water and I don't want to do this.
Oh my God.
So then after that, I went back to the role playing website as a girl so that I didn't have to like do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a very like kind of like my first like trans like other people are perceiving me online as girl.
Yeah.
And so I feel like maybe I owe that a little bit to Harry Potter. Harry Potter made me trans.
So layered.
Yeah. And you can take that to the bank.
Right.
Literally
to Gringotts.
Yeah.
Right. To Gringotts.
Tell him. Sorry. She was so annoying. Sorry.
She is.
That was a beautiful story, though.
That was really beautiful. And
because it allowed
sweet.
You to be who you wanted to be.
Exactly.
And you were able to use it in that way. And that was really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But ultimately now it's no longer about that.
It's just annoying because fandom is it's such a lens to who you are. Genuinely, mm-hmm. like however way, if you stumble upon it because of like a role play website or just noticing how you move about the world because of whatever you're obsessed with, it's so reflective and it's such a thing that people like grow up and latch on to forever. And so that's why it's just very disappointing when the creator of it or whoever has like a huge hand on it speaks out so like harmfully about something.
But that's also the importance of like extracting yourself from the parasocial relationships of those people, because like regardless of what they say, the art did like affect you in some way. Mm-hmm. And like at the end of the day, it's about how the art made you feel and like
how it spoke.
You don't worship this person.
Like, right.
This is not somebody that you think is faultless.
The creator cannot tell you how to interpret any of their words. They put them out there and they gave them to us to interpret.
And it could mean something. It can mean different things to you at different times.
Right.
And it can still inform who you are. That's even right. If that woman turns out to be
a dumbass.
Always.
Oh,
that's beautiful,
y'all.
Well, oh my God, Hayden, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thanks for having
me. This was so pleasant.
This was lovely.
This was great. We're gonna have to have you back on because I feel like we could talk for hours.
Yeah, we have more to say.
That we have a lot to say. We have a whole
got more ground to cover.
List of Harry Potter characters to say.
That's right. And I'm gonna read Warriors.
If you both read the first Warrior Cats book, I would love to come in and talk about
book club.
First Warrior
Cats book club.
Is there, so do you have any plugs? Tell the people where you're at, where they can find
you.
Yes.
Tell them the handles.
You can follow me on Instagram at @_Hayden_Johnson. I'm on TikTok. You can probably find it by searching my name. I'm the one who doesn't do TikToks about trucks.
Wait, is there a Hayden
Hayden Johnson who does only like farming, like what a farmer boy looks like.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, that is who I'm competing with for SEO.
Oh my God.
So not that one,
TikTok
the other
is such
one.
An extensive place.
She's a comedian, not a truck.
Not a trucker.
Yes.
And also follow us at fangirl.central everywhere.
Yeah.
And be on the lookout soon.
Keep an eye on what we got going on. Because
yes.
We don't know.
Go to the Patreon to get on our exclusive Discord.
Yeah.
Do
it.
And leave us a review if you like this episode.
That's right. And
as always,
keep it chaotic. And the music is going to come in. Woo!
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.